And say a bee stung me in my hand. If it got bigger, you'd say my hand.
Swelled.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
pimple or a boil.
And the stuff that drains out.
Pus.
And in a blister, the stuff that drains out.
Oh, I don't know. Fluid, it's, I really don't know.
Just that clear liquid?
I don't know. I really don't know that I've ever caught it. My blister popped, you know, and it does come out, but I don't know whether I have a term for it.
Do you ever hear it called humor or water?
Probably water.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that...
is deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
perspired or sweated. Manny probably sweated.
Someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal back right, it gets sort of a skinless growth over it.
You mean it's infected or
something that's
gangrenous or something like
that? No, it's got to be cut out or burned out. If you had horses, I think a lot of times horses will get this on their leg or something.
Sores, you're talking about.
Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. What is that exactly?
I think proud flesh is probably the flesh that dies that really isn't healing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that times that has to be removed. And it may even be the same thing as gangrenous or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's an impression.
And... say if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Not castor oil. They took sulfur and molasses. What'd they take? Quinine would be bitter.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say...
fine.
And when you're getting older and your joints start hurting...
you're arthritic.
Or you call that... what?
Arthritis.
Any other names?
The old term used to be lumbago. And always, the colored people that worked for you had the misery.
And
the misery was anything.
Just any complaint?
But I think mostly misery generally was something like arthritis or neuritis or something like that.
And this is a disease that children used to get and die from. They'd get a really bad sore throat. Blisters inside their throat and they'd choke up.
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow fever?
Or it's...
jaundice?
Mm-hmm. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
For appendicitis? No, I don't think so.
And... something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I... what,
yes.
All the time.
I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he do it every day? Does he do it all the time?
I'd say, I don't smoke, but he...
does.
And you'd say, well, I don't know if he did that or not, but people...
do.
Or people, what he did it, people.
People... do what? Or, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding.
I don't know whether he did it, but people
do it.
Or they what he
do
did
not.
It.
Or
would you say people says he?
People say he did it.
Okay.
And
if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, "No, I don't know him, but I."
But I know people that do know him.
Okay.
Or no, I know of him sometimes.
Okay. Do you ever say I heard tell of him?
Only jokingly.